Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Here on the Brett Maga Show, we like to keep it moving through some trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I read a headline, and he either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, Bath & Body Works is making New York City subway finally smell like Christmas.
Oh, yeah? Good.
So if you pass through Grand Central Station in New York this month, you're going to be hit with a Christmas whiff. It's all whiff. It's all by Bath & Body Works. They've done this stunt where one of the platforms is just like constantly shooting scented puffs throughout the day where it kind of smells like vanilla and pine. So they say it's going to smell like Christmas. They said, one New Yorker said, the subway always smells terrible, and so we'll just take that one tunnel. At least smells actually pretty good.
I love that.
Did you know that Macy's first Thanksgiving Day parade balloon was what?
No, what was it?
You know what it was, Kev? Because you're a big history guy?
Wasn't it like the turkey?
No, it was Felix the Cat.
Oh!
1927.
Wow. Really?
Interesting thing about Felix the Cat is he was filled with oxygen, like you blow up the balloons, like with your mouth kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
And not with helium. And if you know, if you blow up those balloons with your mouth, they don't float, right? Helium's what makes them float. So they had to hold it with sticks, so the balloon didn't even float. There's a bunch of guys.
They probably had some guy pass out for blowing it up, and then they had to carry it with sticks.
There was a bunch of handlers with poles. They didn't actually deflate the balloons either back in the day. They would actually just let them go out into the space.
Oh.
So the balloons would just be floating. It actually became a problem when a plane's propellers got wrapped around by one of the balloons.
Oh, my gosh.
It would just let them go.
So you didn't reuse them? You just let it go?
Just let it go. That was something they changed, too, since the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Right. All right. See ya.
Here's are some of the most dreaded Thanksgiving table questions.
Oh, keep it moving. We'll save it for the actual day.
All right. Here's a weird sign of divorce. Being affectionate.
Yeah? How so?
Especially in the early years, they say if you are an extremely affectionate couple, constantly all over each other, huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy, a lot of experts say that usually those relationships end up in breakups or divorce, mainly because you can't just keep this, maintain this romantic bliss, and it creates a delusion in your relationship.
Ooh.
So careful with over-the-top lovey-love.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Love you, honeymoon.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Do you think it's inappropriate if people smuggle in snacks to the movie theater? I saw this story kind of go viral that these people were commenting that a mom had like put these like little like packages together. She said, I'm a mom of four daughters. And so girls trip and then like all the snacks that she had, you know, get them to go. Kids got to have snacks, mom said.
Right.
And most of the comments were positive. Like, you go you. This is awesome snacks. But then like 25% of them were like, so you're just going to smuggle in snacks? If you can't afford the price of the popcorn and the drinks, then you can't afford to take your kids to the movie theater. Or they don't have to have snacks. Just go to the movie. Mm-hmm. You bought it. You're not obligated to eat during the movie. Good point. I had just brought up the fact that, like, not to get too crazy down the road, but like, that's how movie theaters pay for the ability to actually stay open. They don't actually get money for the ticket sales at the door for the wicket sales. They get money because you buy stuff at the concession stand. So that helps people have a job. If the movie theater closes down, there's no movies to go to. That person's going to lose their job. So all you're doing is stealing. But Becca, you do this all the time, huh?
Well, every single time. I mean, I also pay for the A-plus membership, so they're getting my money.
Yeah, I mean, they're not hurting.
Okay. What is the A-plus membership? Does it come with food for you? You got to smuggle it in?
Well, we usually get the popcorn there. Like, I'll get popcorn or nachos because that's hot. I mean, I don't want to necessarily have some cold popcorn unless it's caramel or, you know, a random flavor.
I get you.
But candy... I go to the dollar store, and 9 times out of 10, they actually have the candy that I want, and I don't have to pay $6 for it.
They're going to start patting us down at movie theaters because of people like you, Becca.
Pat me down. I'll put it somewhere you can't find it because I will be smuggling something in.
Laura, you said you do this all the time as well, huh?
Yeah, so I have 2 girls, a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old, and neither of them can eat popcorn. 9-year-old because she has braces, and 4-year-old because under the age of 5, they're not supposed to eat popcorn because it's a choking hazard. And at the movie theater, I can't make sure there's none of the like the little kernel-y, you know, things that get stuck in your teeth or whatever. And so my kids don't get to eat popcorn. So, like, what are they supposed to have? So we bring, like,
there's all these other snacks.
Yeah,
like, I know you want to smuggle in some pirate's booty. I get it. And pirate's booty's legit. But
sell pirate's booty or something like that. But they don't.
If you sell some pirate's booty, then I'll buy your snacks. But I'm going to the movie theater and I want some popcorn and I want safe popcorn. This is actually a good point. Chris, when you go to the movie theater, why do you smuggle in snacks?
I don't do it all the time, but like if I'm trying to watch what I eat and my husband will buy a big buttery bucket of popcorn, I'm going to be tempted to eat it. So I will bring like air popped popcorn from home.
Chris is over there eating like baked salmon. You know, the one thing I will say is like, guys, it's a movie. Like if you can't afford the snacks, then you wait 2 hours and then you snack. I know everyone's looking at me like, Brett's a big jerk.
Brett is a big AMC rep.
Right.
I am trying to keep movie theaters alive so then other people could have jobs and we still have them. Chris, please, as a movie theater owner, please explain that this is how you guys make your money, right?
Right. So my brother and I own a movie theater. And
I mean, that's cool.
I found out why they charge so much for candy because I wondered that too. But the movie theaters don't make money, especially the first week or two or three off the movie ticket sales. They negotiate those when they book those movies. And typically a first week movie is going to be 80% to the movie company, 80 or 90%, and 10 to 20 to the theater. So they're not making money off the ticket sales. The only time they make money off that is if they get a movie the last 4 weeks, which doesn't happen very often. And that might get down to the opposite of 40, 60, where you get 60% and they get 40. And typically the big movie companies like a Star Wars, they're never going to negotiate. It's going to be there for a month, but they're going to keep that up at 80, 20, 70,
30. Wow. See?
That's why they need to charge for that. You know, and people that are encouraging their kids to sneak stuff in, don't be surprised when you get a call from school and your kids are sneaking snacks out of the cafeteria.
Boom!
Oh,
my God!
Oh, wow!
Mic drop!
Support your movie theaters because it's a tough business. And if you want to be able to go see movies on the big screen, quit sneaking the candy in.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you for what you do.
Now I feel awful.
Yeah. Not when we're watching Wicked on our iPads only because if you know, we know it was Hannah who brought all that stuff in through her purse. Real talk, do you think it's inappropriate if people smuggle in snacks to the movie theater? You know, you go through the purse, and it's just got snack after snack after snack. I saw this online, and I would say 75% of people were cool with it. 25% of it felt like it was inappropriate. This mom, she had like four daughters, and she had like snack packs, like put some popcorn in there, some Cheez-Its, whatever it was in there, Goldfish or whatever. And she each like ziplocked the bag up, and she's like, these are the snacks because the movie theater is so expensive. Going to take all my kids, you know, four kids, five tickets total at this point was really expensive. She's like, I'm a mom balling on a budget. And so this is how I'm smuggling in snacks. And 25% of people are like, that's messed up. You're just stealing. You feel good about it because you're like a mom, but that's messed up.
This is going to get me fired up. I have a very firm stance on this. Bring your own food to the movie theater. We all know I love to steal, so it's probably not good. Right. But I just cannot believe if you snitch on someone for bringing their own food or if you judge them, I can't believe it. Like, it is so expensive to buy food there, to be at the movie theater in general. I don't think they're going to be hurting too bad without me buying their popcorn. And I wouldn't anyway because it's so expensive.
I could be wrong.
Everybody does it too.
Yeah,
you're lying
if you say you haven't done it.
Right. You're lying if you say you haven't gone to Walgreens before, gotten candy, and shoved it in your purse.
Yeah. I could be wrong about this. I don't know this for sure, but I think that's how AMC makes their money, though. Like, AMC doesn't make any money for the ticket sales. That goes back to the studios. The only reason
that's their own fault, their own problem.
Drop the prices.
I'm not dealing with it.
It's ridiculous.
But they can't. I don't think they can. Like, I don't think AMC is the one really setting the prices. I think they.
Are you an AMC rep?
No, of like the concession stands.
Oh, you're saying
like
concession.
Drop the prices of all the candy. Right. If we can go to Walgreens and get it for half as much as that, then we're going to Walgreens.
Right, and that's a good point. Okay, to offset my guilty conscience, I bring in food, but I always will buy a popcorn soda. That's like my way of saying, you know what? I will support you, just not all the way.
You're a better man, Kev.
You know, but I think, sadly, everybody does it because the prices of those concessions are so high.
You guys are all criminals.
Great.
I love Jesus shirt wearing girl over here who just wrote a nice thank you letter to me. She wants to steal. Guys, this is a better, nicer version of stealing. Like, there's no other place that you can do this. You can't do it. Like, if someone walked into a restaurant and was like, I really like the view, so I'm just going to have my peanut butter and jelly sandwich with my kids here, you'd be like, move. Why can you do it at the movie theater? I am torn because I do feel bad about mom who wants to take her daughters to Wicked and have this experience. But there is still, like, the rules are the rules. Like, you can't smuggle in snacks on the side.
I don't know. I mean,
what do you mean?
They don't even check my bag anymore.
Do they post no outside food?
Do they post it at restaurants? Like, I don't know if that's a thing.
My
everywhere.
Family brings food. We bring drinks. We bring blankets. We
that's
bring pillows.
Up. You guys are all just criminals.
I'm a proud criminal.
As much
and
as
I'm never
going
to change either.
Guys, as much as I hate to say it, it is still wrong. Like,
oh, yeah.
Do I get it?
You're right.
I get it.
No, I don't think he's right.
Like, it's like when you run a red light when nobody's looking because you're just sitting there. Like,
I do
get
that
it.
Too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, you criminal. But it's still running a red light. Like, I get that movies are expensive and you want to go. Still stealing. Do you think it's okay to bring in outside snacks to a movie theater? Or is that messed up? Is that wrong? Happy Friday. We're about to kick off a weekend before Thanksgiving week, so that's exciting. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Ariana Grande has been missing some of her big interviews this week. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I'm feeling so bad for Ariana Grande. Last week, she got attacked by a maniac on the red carpet. She's been working like a dog, doing so many different interviews and press tours for Wicked. And now, as it's actually the week of the premiere, she just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, that sucks.
So she said that she got it right before the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and it's just been like a problem ever since. She's had other big lineups, of course, this week to do big interviews and stuff because it's actually the premiere of Wicked. Like, she was supposed to be on the Kelly Clarkson show, but Cynthia Erivo is just going to have to, like, be on it by herself.
Like, the movie needs more press.
Right.
And I'm always curious if they like the press circuit because it does feel exhausting.
Yeah.
It does feel like a lot. But also, they should be proud of the work they've done in the movie. So it's, like, kind of like, this is where you get to, like, show it off. But so I'm kind of curious if you're, like, oh, that sucks for her that this is her big moment. This, especially because it's the second part, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
This is where it all kind of like, their last hurrah, if you will.
Yeah, but it's always weird to me about the press circuit because sometimes these movies were filmed like 2 to 3 years before
this
you
one,
got to do press for it.
But
yeah.
For me, that makes it seem like, okay, right now is the celebration.
Like, yeah, like
right
that,
now
yeah.
is the time that you want to be at your best. So I feel so bad.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Mega Minds.
We're basically in Thanksgiving week. So the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show is, according to history.com, this is the world's oldest known recipe.
I'm going to say it's known for pie.
Oldest known recipe is pie?
Yeah.
I think that was the first thing we ever invented.
Yes.
Kevin.
I think it's beer.
Aha.
Someone's got it correct.
No way.
The first thing we ever created was either beer or pie. What do we love?
Either way.
Yeah.
Find out who got it correct, and you'll know the oldest known recipe as you head into Thanksgiving next.
Mega Minds.
Somebody actually got it. Somebody knows recipes here on the Brett Mega Show. Megamind question of the day. According to history.com, this is the world's oldest known recipe, especially with Thanksgiving right around the corner. Hannah, you thought it was?
I'm going pie.
Kevin?
I said beer.
Kevin. Knows history.
Wow.
The oldest known recipe, according to history.com, is for beer. Before we could do anything, we knew how to drink.
That makes sense.
That's just how humans work, people. The other thing that happens at Thanksgiving is there's always a big Thanksgiving blow up. We're going to play the agree or disagree game when it comes to Thanksgiving, and we'll argue next. Guys, we only agreed on one thing: napping. Post-Thanksgiving meal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Napping, the thing that brings the country together. Naps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.